FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Nate Law with you here on WCDO. Thanks for joining us this afternoon on FM 101, AM 1490, WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. Or if you're joining us on our online stream today at WCDOsports.com, we always appreciate you joining us wherever you are, listening to high school football with us here on a rainy Saturday afternoon that has started to clear up here as we start the second half between Deposit Hancock and Walton. The Warriors on top 28-0 after a very impressive first half. Our halftime report, of course, brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. You can call them today at 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. As we talked a little bit about during our break just a couple of minutes ago, Walton playing some excellent defense and really shutting down a guy on Deposit Hancock that was an absolute menace for area teams last year, and that's wide receiver Brandon Maycumber. He had over 1,000 yards receiving and scored 16 touchdowns last year, and Walton made him not do very well in that first half, as any time he had the ball, they were all over him, two or three guys swarming that way. As we talked about in our broadcast last night, it's been since 2005 that some of the teams that we cover have had someone go over 1,000 yards receiving since Pat Simons did it for Sydney back in 2005 when the Sydney Warriors won a state title. Of course, Simons went on to play for Colgate in Division 1A up there for the Raiders. So it's been a while, but it's really exciting to see a guy here like Brandon Maycumber who has that type of ability, although it does look like two guys in the area this year might be able to do that. Tanner Winchester from Unitigo is going to be very close to that, as well as Ryan Postma from Unadilla Valley. So we'll get ready for the second half here between Walton and Deposit Hancock. And Walton, of course, in those home dark uniforms, the black tops with the orange pants and the orange helmet. Deposit Hancock, who will be kicking off to Walton in their road navy blue pants, the white tops, and the white helmets. And they will kick off, the ball going left to right. Back deep here for Walton is Rutherford. It's kind of a squib kick. Walton will fall on it at the 40-yard line. They'll have excellent field position as they will go right to left to start off the early part of the second half. As falling on that ball there, it looked like it was Robert Merrill. So we'll get set for the second half here. Walton scored with 8 seconds left in that first half, and they'll start off with the ball here in the second half. It's really, this day has started to clear up. As you look over the far mountains here at Jim Hoover Field at Walton, you can see maybe a little bit of light and some sunshine peeking out over in that direction. The field has held up very nicely here with all the conditions and abuse it's taking out there. So first and 10 from Walton. They're on their own 40-yard line going right to left. And they're going to throw on first down here with Zant. He's got some pressure, avoids it, rolls to his right. And now he's going to get swallowed up here by this Eagles defense. And sniffing out him was Dustin Daly breaking through the line. 15 seconds gone as the clock continues to tick as we start off this third quarter here on CDO. Some Saturday afternoon football between Walton, the eighth-ranked team in New York State in Class D this week, taking on a scrappy Deposit Hancock team who comes in 3-1 and just could not get their feet underneath them in that first half. Walton breaks the huddle here on a 2nd and 15. The ball on the Walton 34 is again. They go right to left to start things off. Zant barking out the signals from under center. He's got a receiver to the left, one to the right, hands off to Dawson Beers. No, excuse me, that will be Quinn Harvey breaking his way up the middle. And Harvey will work his way up to the 40, a gain of 6 on the play. So Quinn Harvey picking up 6, and that'll bring up a 3rd down here for Walton. This will be a 3rd and 10 with 10:50 to go in the third quarter as we start the second half between Walton and Deposit Hancock. 5th year of this combined program for Deposit Hancock. Started off 4-1 last year before losing their last 4 games of the season and missing the playoffs. They have a lot of guys back from a very talented team a year ago trying to put it together this year. And on 3rd down, they'll hand off to the outside for Dawson Beers, and he loves the contact and finally gets pushed out of bounds at about the 45-yard line here for Walton. He's going to be close to a 1st down. 10:25 to go as clock will stop there. Walton with a 28-0 lead, and Beers will pick up the 1st down. So Beers, just a hard-nosed kid running the ball, only 5'10", 170 pounds. He's a junior, But you can see he's a scrappy kid and loves the contact there as he was looking for it. Kind of had that choice to either step out of bounds or absorb the hit. He was going for the hit every single time. But Walton breaks into deposit Hancock territory. They're at the 48-yard line. Here, Zant is under center. Two wide receivers to the left. Two running backs in the backfield on a first and 10 here for the Warriors. They'll hand off and try to go up the gut. Nowhere to go there as the Eagles close that gap against Dawson Beers and shovel him back. Maybe a loss of one on the play. Walton with a 28-0 lead over deposit Hancock. 10-10 to go here in the third quarter from Jim Hoover Field in Walton. Zant gets the play from the sideline and will bring it into the huddle here. Walton's certainly in no hurry here, as the clock is certainly their friend as we start the second half. Walton going right to left in those black and orange uniforms. They are into deposit Hancock territory here on a second and 11, ball on the 48. Zant under center, and he will hand off, and up through the gut they go. Walton picking up some good room with guess who? Dawson Beers, and he'll be very close to a first down on that second and 11. 9:30 to go here, third quarter, and Walton is up 28-0. And a tackle there by Edwards of deposit Hancock. So this will be a third and one. Beers coming up just a little short there, as the ball will be on the deposit Hancock 38-yard line. Walton breaks their huddle. They'll need 1 yard to try to punch it up. We saw them go for it on a fourth and one way down in their own end back in the second quarter. They have a lot of confidence running the ball up the middle. There's Dawson Beers. He'll get one and more, probably 3 or 4 yard pickup on the play. And a first down, they'll move the chains here for the Walton Warriors. So a first down, 8:59 to go in this third quarter. 28-0 lead here for Walton. Ball on the Eagles' 35-yard line. Warriors back in their huddle. A first and 10 here for Trevor Zant, a senior QB here for the Walton Warriors. Boy, this is starting to turn into a very nice afternoon here. Sun really starting to peek out after a rainy and muddy, sloppy first half. Zant at the 35. And he'll hand off, and guess who? There's Dawson Beers down the left wing sideline, holds off his man, and into the back of the end zone for his first touchdown of the day. 8:30 to go in the third quarter, and Walton strikes again on their first drive of the second half. So Walton now with a 34-0 lead as Dawson Beers braced through the line. He picked up a two-point conversion in the first half, hadn't scored a touchdown, does here, and this will be his eighth touchdown of the season. So Dawson Beers breaks free for about a 35-yard run, and Walton will go for two. Beers with his first touchdown here of the contest, and they'll go for two going right to left. Zant is under center. He'll hand off, and running his way to the outside and to the left is Jacob Wright. He's in for two, and Walton will have a 36-0 lead with 8:30 to go in the third quarter. We'll take a break. You're listening to Live High School Football on WCDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So Walton strikes first here in the second half on a 35-yard run by Dawson Beers. Two-point conversion to Jacob Wright is good. They lead 36-0 with 8:26 to go here in the third quarter over deposit Hancock. And a penalty against Walton on the kickoff against the Eagles. And so Walton has the penalty against them, and this will march the ball all the way into Walton territory at the 43-yard line. So excellent field position here for the Eagles as they go left to right. So the Eagles now with probably their best starting field position of the afternoon. Still a goose egg on the scoreboard for them. And they'll have to try to get the ball into their playmaker, Brandon Cumber's hands. He is split out wide to the right here, and it looks like DePauzit Hancock might want to take a timeout. And they will. 8:26 to go, third quarter. Walton on top of DePauzit Hancock, 36-0. We'll take a quick break here on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sidney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sidney Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell with you here on WCDO. Also live streaming today on WCDOsports.com. Brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. So after a penalty on the kickoff against Walton, the ball is moved into Walton territory, and DePauzit Hancock will have a first and 10 with the ball on the Walton 43. 8:26 to go, third quarter, and Walton is on top of DePauzit Hancock, 36-0. Ronnie Ballard, the QB, he was under center the whole first half. Now he's back in the shotgun. He'll look to throw on first down, has nowhere to go with it, has to pull it down and run, and makes a little something out of nothing. Picks up about 10 yards after it was kind of a broken play and gets all the way up. Beers with the tackle there for Walton. 8:12 to go, third quarter, 36-0. Walton leading DePauzit Hancock. So Ballard really had nowhere to go. Good coverage by Walton. And a little bit of a broken play. He was able to scamper up the middle and pick up a first down. So a first and 10 here for the Eagles. Ball is on the Walton 32. We've seen the Eagles get down in towards the red zone twice this afternoon and come up empty both times. Ballard going left to right will throw to the left side. Tried to catch somebody going over the middle. Looked like he was trying to hook up there with David Schaefer. Nowhere to go. Ball was just a little low there, and he wasn't able to slide down and make the catch. Several players on DePauzit Hancock sporting some pink, either socks or arm sleeves today in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Saw a lot of that last night in our game against Delhi and Unitego as well. And several players wearing all sorts of colorful pink towels or socks out there in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So now a second and 10, 7:46 to go in the third quarter, and DePauzit Hancock has a little inside handoff, and they hand that one off there to Edwards. And picks up about 4 or 5 yards on the play. This will be a third and 3 for DePauzit Hancock, and this is where they've gotten into trouble before, not being able to pick up the key third down. Clock continuing to run down to 7:20 to go, third quarter. Walton on top of DePauzit Hancock, 36-0. Third and 3, ball on the Walton 25 as the Eagles go left to right. Ronnie Ballard, QB here, under center. And the shotgun now, a handoff, nowhere to go. Just a brick wall there of orange and black. Coming in was Quinn Harvey to make the tackle. Seems like Harvey and Beers, very good at running the ball, but also good at breaking through to make some of those big tackles. And they're not big kids. Beers is 5'10", 170. Harvey is 6 foot tall, 180. And they always seem to be right in the heart of the action. So this is going to be a 4th and 3 with 6:45 to go in the third quarter. Ball on the Walton 27 as the Eagles go left to right. The Warriors lead the Eagles 36-0. Walton on their home field here this afternoon. So here is a big play for Ronnie Ballard and the DePauzit Hancock Eagles. He looks to throw, going towards the end zone for Maycomber, and his outstretched dive too far. And DePauzit Hancock will turn over on downs. 6:24 to go, third quarter, and Walton will take over on their own 27-yard line. They will go right to left. So they're trying to get the ball into the hands of Brandon Maycomber, the leading wide receiver here for DePauzit Hancock. And he might have had a chance at this one. Ball was just a touch overthrown. And Maycomber, not a whole lot of height. He's 5'7", 120 pounds, and just couldn't catch up to that one. So the ball will start on the 27-yard line here for the Walton Warriors, and they will go right to left. Zant is under center. Wide receiver, one to the right, one to the left, two in the backfield. They'll hand off on first down and look to go right up the gut. Maybe a gain of one for Walton running that one with Beers up the center. 6:15 to go, third quarter. Walton on top, 36-0. This will be a second and nine. Ball about on the Walton 28-29 yard line. And so Walton back in the huddle again. We talked about it earlier. The clock is their friend. So Walton taking their time coming out of the huddle. Two receivers to the left, none to the right, and again, that two-back formation in the backfield. Zant is ready, hands off, and they'll just run it up the gut now to the right side. Really nowhere to go for Beers. There may be a gain of one before he's shoved back. So clock continuing to run here. Third and eight. The ball is on the Walton 30. 5:30 to go in the third quarter. Time really starting to become the enemy here of the Deposit Hancock Eagles. They came in 3-1. Overall, trying to maintain their winning ways as they won their first four games last year before dropping the last four. So a 3rd and 7 ball on the 31 now as Walton back in their own territory. They go right to left. Little handoff to the near side and trying to break it outside. Here is Jacob Wright, does a little 180. And he'll pick up 3, maybe 4. And it'll be a 4th down here for Walton, and we'll see what they decide to do. Not as easy to call this one. And last time it was 4th and 1. This time it's going to be about 4th and 2. And it looks like the ball will be on the 36-yard line. It looks like Walton might be going for it here with 4:40 to go in this third quarter. So head coach Jim Hoover rolling the dice here again. 4th and 2 here for Walton as they go right to left, ball on their own 36-yard line. They lead Deposit Hancock 36-0. Under center. Everybody's set. They'll hand off, and they'll try to get the first down. Looks like they will. Busting up there through the center. Nice handoff there by Dawson Beard. Just some good blocking there by Dylan Kilpatrick really set up the play. Kilpatrick making the hole there for Beers. And that'll be a 1st and 10 here for Walton. Good blocking by Kilpatrick, and Beers picks up just what he needed. Down to 4:10 to go, third quarter. 1st and 10, ball on the Walton 40. They lead 36-0 as they go right to left in those signature black and orange uniforms. They'll hand off to the left side, and bouncing to the outside is Jacob Wright before being hauled out of bounds at the 45-yard line. A nice tackle there by Deposit Hancock, catching up on the play was Deckard. Down to 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. 36-0 is the score. Walton on top. Thanks for joining us here this afternoon on WCDO. Hope you're enjoying our live high school football coverage. Of course, we'll have it for you next Friday as well, as we wanted to come over today and get a sneak peek look at the Walton Warriors as they will be traveling to Unitego for a night game under the lights down in Wells Bridge at Unitego High School. And that should be a great matchup. If Walton can continue to hold on and win this game, it could be a matchup of two state-ranked 5-0 teams next weekend. So a penalty here against Walton actually takes away that run by Jacob Wright and pushes Walton all the way back to the 36-yard line. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Now it's a 1st and 15 ball on the 35-yard line here for Walton as they're pushed back into their own defensive territory. They lead 36-0. Zant is under center. And on a 1st and 15, Zant fakes the handoff, makes a nice little spin move, gets up to the 45-yard line. He holds on there, gain of about 8 yards on the play. Walker with the stop there for Deposit Hancock. He heads back over to the sideline. This will bring up a 2nd and 6, the ball on the Walton 35. Coming up on 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And the Warriors enjoying a 36-0 lead here over Deposit Hancock. Again, solid defense. If they can continue this shutout, that will be 7 straight quarters without giving up a point here for the Warriors. And they'll hand off and again go to the left side here for Jacob Wright. He picks up maybe 2 on the play. That'll bring up a 3rd down and 4 as they try to get towards midfield here for the Warriors with 2:45 to go in the quarter.
3rd and 3.
So this will be a 3rd and 3 here for Walton. Ball is on the 46-yard line as they work their way up towards midfield. As Walton going right to left on your radio dial. So another key third down here for the Warriors. There's the snap, and Zant had to juggle that one, lost it, probably wet on his hands. Did a nice job just to fall on it, but he'll lose two or three on the play. So that'll bring up a fourth down, and we'll see what Walton decides to do here, if they're going to punt it away for the first time this afternoon. And this will be a fourth and three with 2 minutes to go here at Jim Hoover Field in Walton, New York. Coach Hoover looking for his 303rd win here this afternoon if they can take care of business against the Eagles. So they break out of the huddle. Looks like back deep to punt here would be Aaron Stites for Walton on this fourth and three. Up to him, and he'll look to punt it away. Actually, that was Robert Merrill punting it away, and a nice, beautiful kick takes a Walton bounce into the hands of McCumber. McCumber with some good blocking there by Deposit Hancock. We'll get to the outside, but really has nowhere to go. Maybe a gain of one on the play. So Walton has to punt it away for the first time this afternoon, but they still lead 36-0 with a minute 31 to go here at third quarter. We'll step away. Thanks for listening to live high school football this afternoon on WCDO.
We are specialists in you, Robert Zycam Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Ronnie Ballard will throw on first down here for Deposit Hancock. Almost picked off there by Walton. Good coverage by Christian Rutherford. We are late in the third quarter here on Jim Hoover Field in Walton at Walton High School. 1:25 to go in the third quarter. That's the Warriors leading 36-0 over the visiting Deposit Hancock Eagles. Coming into the contest, Walton 4-0 and Deposit Hancock 3-1. But it's been all Warriors here this afternoon. Deposit Hancock has had several nice drives, but the Warriors' defense has held strong when it came down to it in the red zone. This will be a 2nd and 10 ball on the Deposit Hancock 22-yard line. They're deep in their own end as they go left to right. Ronnie Ballard, the QB, is in the shotgun. He's got some pressure coming his way, and this pass is just off the outstretched fingertips there of Jade Wank. And he isn't able to haul that one in. 1:20 to go here, third quarter. 3rd and 10 ball still on the 22-yard line of Deposit Hancock as they go left to right here on your radio dial. So Walton looking to maintain this good defensive pressure they had last week against Delhi and today against Deposit Hancock, not giving up any points so far. So he's 3rd and 10 now. Ballard will maintain his status here in the shotgun. He's got two running backs in the backfield, wide receivers, one to the left, one to the right. Baycumber, their leading receiver, was to the right, and they'll hand off here to Colby Hall, and he's going to be close to a first down here as he ran to the right side and all the way up to the 34-yard line. Looks like he'll be close, and we'll see where the official spot of the ball is to see if it will be a first down or not. It might be a penalty here against Deposit Hancock, which could negate a few things here. We'll see what the official call is from this officiating crew. Officially 1:10 to go in this third quarter, 36-0 lead, and it will be a penalty against Deposit Hancock. Looks like it's going to be a 15-yard penalty here, which will negate that nice run there by Colby Hall and take Deposit Hancock all the way back to their own 20. So this is going to be a 3rd and long now for Deposit Hancock. So a dead ball foul that'll actually reset things and take us back to 1st and 10. Ball on the 20, so that nice run by Hall negated, but it is 1st down. 1:10 to go here in the third quarter, 36-0 lead for Walton over Deposit Hancock. So Ballard, two receivers to his left, one to his right, Maycumber in single coverage by Blake Hitt out to the right. We'll see if they can get it to him. Maycumber's calling for it, but instead they'll pass up over the top and just off the hands there of Jacob Tarbox. He had it in his hand, went all the way down to the 45-yard line, was juggling it, and just couldn't pull it in. And he was behind the Walton defense and just couldn't bring it in. Maycumber really wanted that ball, though, had his hand up in the air and just wasn't able to be targeted there by the quarterback, Ronnie Ballard. 1:04 to go, third quarter, 36-0 lead for Walton over Deposit Hancock. Second and 10 here for the Eagles, ball on their own 20. Back in the huddle, waiting for the play to come in from Ballard. Ballard appears to be giving his team a play and a little pep talk here as they have taken a long time breaking out of the huddle. We'll see where Maycumber lines up this time. Looks like he's going to stay in the backfield almost as a running back. Maybe that's their way to get him the ball. And instead, Deposit Hancock will go over to the sideline. Maybe a little bit more of a play and a pep talk over there. We'll take a break. 1:04 to go in the third. Walton leads Deposit Hancock 36-0. Stay tuned for more here on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Late in the third quarter here, just a reminder, you'll want to tune in after the game. We'll have our three post-game awards brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, NBT Bank, and Ackle Brands all of Sydney. We'll have our dynamic defense, our outstanding offense, and our all-purpose award here today. Walton leading 36-0 with 1:04 to go on their home field over visiting Deposit Hancock. And the Eagles are deep in their own end. It'll be a direct snap here to Brandon Maycumber. That's one way to get on the ball. He'll pick up a first down as he needed 10, and he'll get 11. And a nice play there. I've been wondering if maybe they were going to switch to that to get Maycumber the ball. They've tried to target him on a couple of passes. Really haven't tried him in the backfield. And they claim that he is their most dynamic playmaker. Had over 1,000 yards receiving and 16 TDs a year ago. And today has been pretty quiet. So it looks like maybe that's the way that they will try to get him the ball here deep in this third quarter as they trail 36-0. Clock is ticking. This will be a first and 10 for DH. Ball on their own 33 as they go left to right. We're down to 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Pike the ball to Ballard. He rolls out to his right, avoids some pressure, trying to get it off, and this will be a sack. No, Ballard will break free, and Walton's still all over him, but Ballard really did a nice job to break away from the initial tackle there and pick up maybe 3 or 4 yards. Kevin Malia had him in the backfield. And Ballard just using some of his size there. He's 5'11", 190, able to break away and make something out of nothing there and get up to the 34-yard line. So this will be a second and 9, but time will run out here in the third quarter. When we come back, it'll be a second and 9 ball on the 35 for Deposit Hancock. They trail Walton 36-0 here on the road. We'll take a break. Thanks for listening to Live High School Football this afternoon on CDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2614 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here in Walton. The Warriors leading visiting Deposit Hancock 36-0. And Deposit Hancock a second and 8 ball on their own 35. They switch ends of the field. They're now going right to left. Ballard, the quarterback in the shotgun, receives the snap, has to roll to his right, trying to get around Quinn Harvey on that far side, but they will wrap him up. And really no gain on the play there for Ballard. That'll bring up third down. So the Warriors led 28-0 at the half. They scored a second-half touchdown on a 35-yard run with 8:30 to go in the third by Dawson Beers. This will bring up a 3rd-and-14 as Deposit Hancock still looking for their first points of the contest. That's 7 straight quarters where the Walton Warriors haven't given up a point dating back to last week in their shutout win against Delhi, 34-0. So deep in their own end, on their own 27, a 3rd-and-14 here for the Eagles. 5th year of the combined program between Deposit and Hancock Central Schools. Ball on the 27. About a minute gone here in this fourth quarter. 11 minutes to go, and what was a rainy day has turned into a pretty nice day, actually, here in Walton. Ballard is in the shotgun, but there go the flags. And this will be a penalty against the Eagles, and this will back them up even farther and make this a 3rd-and-long for sure. This will be 3rd-and-19 on the play with 10:56 to go, fourth quarter, and the Warriors on top 36-0. Thanks for joining us this afternoon on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull. Joe Gardner back in the CDO studios. Might be joining us also online at WCDOsports.com. We appreciate you there. Our live stream today brought to you by SFCU. And you can also go back if you want to listen to the first half. It's already up on our audio archives on WCDOsports.com or any other game that we've done so far this season. On a 3rd-and-long, the pass over the middle there for Deposit Hancock, intended for David Schaefer, through his hands. Ball still a little wet out there. And that'll bring up a 4th-and-19 for Deposit Hancock from their own 22 with 10:37 to go. The Eagles are going right to left on your radio dial. We'll see what the Eagles decide to do here. Will they punt it away? They had a 55-yard punt earlier in the contest off the big boot there of David Schaefer, who had an excellent punt. And it looks like he will be back to punt again. Back deep here for Walton is Christian Rutherford. And another booming punt here for the Eagles. Rutherford will let it bounce at the 40, and then he'll feel it. Gets around one tackler and bounces to his left as he goes left to right. Rutherford to midfield and into Deposit Hancock territory before getting pushed out at the 45-yard line. So Walton will start with excellent field position after about a 10 to 12-yard return there for Rutherford. Tough to play that ball off the bounce, too. Did a very nice job there to let it bounce, pick it up, and get around that first tackler. 10:25 to go, fourth quarter. Walton on top, 36-0. 1st-and-10 here for the Warriors from the 49-yard line. Maybe the 48 here for the Warriors as they are in the Eagles' territory. So a new quarterback now in for Walton. Blake Hitt, 5'9", 135-pound junior, who could be the eventual successor maybe next year for Trevor Zant, getting some time here in the fourth quarter. This will be a 2nd down after a run on 1st down. Picks up a couple of yards for Dawson Beers. 2 minutes gone here in this fourth quarter. Warriors are up 36-0. This will be a 2nd and 6. Ball on the 44-yard line. So Walton taking their time back in the huddle again, as we've talked about in this second half. The clock is their friend as they're in the huddle. They break it out, and Blake Hitt walks up to the line here, barking out the plays. 2 wide receivers to his right, running backs in the backfield, and now we'll have a flag on the play. And this will be against Walton, a delay of game, and this will back them up. Always interesting to see what happens when you put some of the new guys in, getting their reps for the first time, perhaps, of the season. And so this will bring up a 2nd and 10, pushing Walton back to the 49-yard line. Clock continuing to run down to 9.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Walton enjoying a 36-0 lead over visiting Deposit Hancock. This will be about a 2nd and 11, ball on the 48. Blake Hitt is in for Trevor Zant at QB now for the Warriors. Hand off on 2nd down here as they try to give it to Jacob Wright. He bounces to the outside, nowhere to go as the Eagles will swallow him up there. I'm going to bring up a 3rd-and-long here for Walton as Blake hit back over, getting the play from the sideline. I'm going to bring up a 3rd-and-12, Walton going left to right, ball exactly on the 50-yard line at midfield. So the Warriors using some different players out there, as we see Dawson Beers over on the sideline as well as Jacob Wright. Those guys getting a much-deserved rest. Quinn Harvey as well, as they have done a whale of a job here this afternoon, building up this 36-0 lead. Blake Hitwell fumble on this third down at midfield for Walton. Looks like he was able to fall on it. Going to bring up fourth down. Clock continuing to run down to 8:30 to go in the contest. Fourth and 12 ball at midfield, and it looks like Walton will look to punt it away. So we'll see who comes out to punt now for the Warriors as they go four and out on this play. Three and out, excuse me. And they will punt it deep. Brendan Maycumber is back waiting for the punt, looking to make something happen for the Eagles. So Merrill is back on his own 35-yard line to punt it away. Had a pretty nice one earlier in the half. It's a good boom on this one. It'll bounce into Deposit Hancock territory. Maycumber will feel that there has nowhere to go. Deposit Hancock unable to block for him. And Walton does a nice job on special teams to get down there and take care of business. And so that's where the Eagles will take over. So a first and 10 here for the Eagles. 7:52 to go, fourth quarter. Walton is on top of Deposit Hancock, 36-0. And they will start on their own 19-yard line.
First and 10 on the 19-yard line.
So now the Eagles talking with quarterback Ronnie Ballard. They will break the huddle. Maycumber looks like will be split out to the left here. He's been a frustrated young man this afternoon, and when he has had the ball, he's made some nice plays, but Walton has been all over him this afternoon. Ballard on first down as Deposit Hancock goes right to left. Ballard will sling one over to Maycumber. There he is across the slot going from left to right. Bounces all the way up to the 35-yard line before being tackled. First down there for the Eagles. So Maycumber, when he catches that ball, boy, you just look to wait and see what he's going to do as he picks up a couple of extra yards after the catch. Robert Merrill on the tackle there for the Warriors. And that'll move Deposit Hancock up to their own 35-yard line as they go right to left with 7:35 to go fourth quarter. But they trail by a score of 36-0 here on the road. Walton was up 28-0 at the half. So a first down and 10. They'll hand off here to number 23, Colby Hall, who's had some nice carries this afternoon. But he runs into that big defensive line who carries him down. Gain of one on the rush there for Colby Hall. Clock works its way down to 7 minutes to go in the contest, and a 36-0 lead for Walton over Deposit Hancock. Second and nine, and the ball here on about the 37-yard line for the Eagles as they go right to left. Ballard is back in the shotgun, and Ballard is over to the far side, will work his way up to the 40-yard line before being gang-tackled there. Ballard really had nowhere to go, brought it down, rushed out to the right side, and he was carried down after a gain of three on the play. 6:30 to go, fourth quarter. Third and nine now, ball. Will be moved up to the 40-yard line. Excuse me, about a third and five here for the Eagles against this Warriors defense. As the Eagles trying to work their way up towards midfield. As we said earlier, several nice drives throughout the contest, but unable to cash in. They've been down in the red zone twice and had to give the ball up on downs. So now here on a third down for the Eagles. They'll throw and try to go up over the top to Maycumber, and just off his fingertips. Pass was a little bit on that back shoulder, and he just couldn't bring it in. You can certainly see he's frustrated with himself. Had he been able to catch that ball, he would have been at about the Walton 35 and would have had complete daylight heading towards the end zone. So he was wide open, couldn't haul it in. 5:58 to go, fourth quarter. It's a fourth and five now here for the Deposit Hancock Eagles. Ball is on the 41-yard line of the Eagles as they go right to left with 5:58 to go, fourth quarter. Breaking the huddle here. It looks like the Eagles will go for it on fourth and five. At this point, what do you have to lose? You got to roll the dice here. Ronnie Ballard again will look to pass. He's got Maycumber, and they'll see if they can go up over the top for him. Ball is a little short, but Maycumber comes back, almost makes the play. Good coverage by Austin Brooker, who was draped all over him. Maycumber actually made a nice play to get around Brooker. Again, hit him in the hands, but he wasn't able to hold on as Brooker was right there being physical. And so Walton will take over on downs. 5:52 to go in this fourth quarter. Walton is ahead 36-0, and they will take over in Deposit Hancock territory at the 40-yard line. We'll take a quick break, 30 seconds here on CDO.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards Program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire. Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And we're back here at Jim Hoover Field at Walton High School. 36-0 lead for the Warriors over the visiting Deposit Hancock Eagles. Getting deep into the fourth quarter here. Clock ticks down to 5 minutes, 20 seconds to go. Walton has the ball. They're in Eagles territory, a 2nd and 5 from the 35-yard line as they go left to right. Blake Hitt is at QB now for the Warriors. Hands off, and they'll go up the middle and pick up, oh, 2, maybe 3 yards. Nice run there by number 31, Jacob Merrill. So Merrill carries into the line as we get 5 minutes to go here, and the clock continuing to run down here. And Deposit Hancock just doesn't look like it's their day to travel over the hill to take on the Walton Warriors, who are looking to improve to 5-0 and set up a date next Friday night on the road against Unity, go into the lights, 2 state-ranked teams that will be 5-0, it looks like. And they'll hand off here on this third down, of maybe gain of 1 there for Robert Merrill. Actually, it was Alex Sorchinski. Gain of 1 on the play. Sorchinski, just a freshman. So this is going to be about 4th and 1, 4:25 to go here. Ball is on the Eagles' 38-yard line. Play comes in from the sideline. Looks like the Warriors will go for it to try to get that push through the line. Make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show coming up. We'll have our offense, defense, and all-purpose awards to give out, as well as recap the scoring from this afternoon's contest. So Blake Hitt under center. 3 running backs in the backfield. They'll punch it through, and it looks like Hitt will just QB sneak this one through the line, and that big Walton Warriors push will pick up the first down. Clock will stop there. 3:58 to go, fourth quarter, and it's a 36-0 lead here for the Warriors over Deposit Hancock. Play comes in from the sideline here with Blake Hitt, 5'9", 135-pound junior, brings the play in from Jim Hoover, looking for his win number 303 here this afternoon. Picked up win 300 against Harpersville Afton on the road a couple of weeks ago. And they'll hand off to the left side. Nowhere to go, just a sea of blue and white and also of black and orange, and not a lot of daylight in there for the carrying runner back there. Looked like it was Aaron Stites who was trying to break free for Deposit Hancock. Hard to see a bunch of different guys in there at the running back position now for the Warriors as they get some fresh legs into the contest here late in this fourth quarter. 3 minutes to go. Second and 9 on the play here. Walton leading 36-0, looking to put the icing on the cake here on this victory for their 5th win of the season. They'll run the ball up the middle once again here. Now in 2nd and 8. And Jacob Merrill will carry the ball here. So Merrill will bring it through the line, and this will bring up a 3rd and short here. So this will be a 3rd and 5, 3rd and 4 as we come up on 2.5 minutes to go in the contest. As again, Walton is driving down into the Eagles' defensive territory. Ball now on the 23. Hitt at quarterback will hand off. Little cutback move here for Nick Mills. And Mills will go through the middle and gain 1 or 2 yards on the play. So Mills with a nice play, but that will bring up a 4th and 2, 4th and 3 for Walton as the clock hits 2 minutes to go. And they have a 36-0 lead. 4th and 2, and it looks like the Warriors will go for it once again. Fans a little joking here on the sidelines, saying to kick field goal. Walton deciding to go for it here instead. So a 4th down, and a quarterback keeper here for Blake Hitt. He got one. It's going to be very close to see if he got the first down. We'll see what the official word is from the Zebra crew. Ball comes over to the 17-yard line here, and it looks like a first down for Walton, so they will continue to keep this drive going. And this will be two straight games with a shutout if they can keep this going for the next minute and 30 seconds. They have the ball on the Eagles' 20, a first and 10, as they go left to right deep here in this fourth quarter. And hit under center as we get down towards a minute to go in the contest. And Walton, you know, there was a lot of questions as they'll take a knee here. If they were overlooking this game against a very tough Deposit Hancock team, were they looking ahead to Unitigo next week? Apparently not, because they were up 28-0 at the half. A Dawson Beers second-half touchdown will seal the deal, and they will win 36-0 here today. They took a knee on first down. It looks like they'll take a knee on second down to run the clock out. Here is Walton shaking hands on their sideline, a well-deserved victory that comes down to 50 seconds to go. Clock continuing to run. Deposit Hancock could be a team later in the year that can play spoiler and get some upsets. We've seen that they can play tough with several teams in the area. They came in 3-1. This will drop them to 3-2. Walton will improve to 5-0 as they take another knee here. And they gave Unitigo a game for a half before falling in that one 41-18 back in week 3. But Walton does the job here today as they'll take another knee on second down. That'll bring up third down, and the clock will tick down here with 20 seconds left. Walton will win this one 36-0 over visiting Deposit Hancock. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with our post-game awards. I'm Nate Lowell. You're listening to Live High School Football this afternoon on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
If you're thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville as they celebrate 25 years of being the area's value leader with anniversary pricing on all brand name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. During this milestone celebration, take advantage of special anniversary pricing on sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, and more by Ashley, Vaughn Bassett, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and more. Mattresses by Kathy Ireland Home, American Bedding, and Gold Bond in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels at fantastic anniversary pricing. Nobody sells mattresses for less. With special anniversary pricing on everything store-wide, along with deep discounts on all closeouts and one-of-a-kinds, this sale is one sale you don't want to miss. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary interest-free financing to qualified buyers and the chance to win a vacation getaway. For details, stop by the Catalog Outlet store nearest you or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell with you here on WCDO as the Walton Warriors put the finishing touches on a 36-0 win here over the visiting Deposit Hancock Eagles. They improved to 5-0, and boy, that'll be a heck of a game next Friday night under the lights at Unitigo High in Wells Bridge. We'll have two undefeated state-ranked Class D teams going head-to-head when Walton travels over to take on Unitigo. Let's do our post-game awards. We'll start off with the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank is serving our area communities for over 150 years and proud to support the area's high school athletes. NBT for everything that counts. Member FDIC. We'll give this award today here to Jacob Wright of Walton. Two rushing touchdowns. Did an excellent job here today for the Warriors. He will get our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next is our Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award. The Catalog Outlet is your store for over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. You can shop the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, only on to North Norwich and Margaretville. We'll give that to Walton's Tyler Griffin today. Big number 76. He's 6'3", 246 pounds, had a couple of sacks today on Ronnie Ballard, the quarterback for the Eagles. Broke through the line on several occasions and really helped to stop the running game. So an excellent job there. Tyler Griffin, our Dynamic Defense Award winner. And our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be part of high school sports on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer. We'll give that award to running back Dawson Beers of Walton. Had a second-half touchdown here for the Walton Warriors. Really did a nice job. We didn't see him much in the first quarter. Did pick up a couple of key big runs and was just waiting his turn. He's one of the leading area leaders in touchdowns, and you can see why here today. Just a pretty much three-headed monster at the running back position for Walton, one of them being Beers. He gets our all-purpose award today. That's going to wrap up our broadcast. Make sure to check out WCDOsports.com and look at our calendar. We have soccer coming up next week as well as football. We'll have Walton at Unitego with Greg Davey on the call next Friday night under the lights in Wells Bridge. So make sure to check out WCDO Sports for our podcast as well as our audio archive, as well as a calendar of what's coming up. A big thank you back in the CDO studios to Joe Gardner. I'm Nate Lowell. You've been listening to live high school football this afternoon on WCDO.